Tell me about your parents.
Well, my father was carpenter and joiner, and he served apprenticeship 7 years, and then the firm that he served his apprenticeship finished, so then he started his own business, and he run that for, well, from when he started to when he died, and then I took over at 29, and then I've run it till now, and then I've just retired now, so the firm is actually finished, because there's nobody else to carry it on.
Did you learn from your father when you were a child?
Yes, I served apprenticeship with him, because we served 5 years, and Dad did a 7-year apprenticeship, but now they do about 2 years now. But, say, when I did apprenticeship, it was 5 years.
Tell me about your schooling.
My schooling, I went to the ordinary juniors at Burbage. Then we moved to the infants, from the infants to the next stage up. And then I went to Westfield Boys School then till I left school. And then I did 2 years at the tech on the building side for the carpenter and joinery.
What was your mother doing all this time? Was she working?
No, mother was a nurse. And then when she married, obviously she'd got the three children to look after, and at that time women didn't work like they do now, so mother stopped at home and did the cleaning and cooking and made clothes and that, and then looked after us while we were at home.
How did you come to be diagnosed, and when?
Well, I was diagnosed February the 6th, 1951. And the doctor was our local doctor, but he picked it up pretty well straight away, because sometimes now it takes him a long time to diagnose it, but our doctor picked it up pretty well straight away. So, as I say, I was diagnosed pretty well straight away.
And what were your symptoms?
Well, thirsty and drinking a lot of water and losing weight.
Have there been any diabetes in your family?
Well, according to looking back, my grandfather had it, but at that time they hadn't got the insulin, so I think that's really what killed him. But there was no insulin or anything about, and then before then, it was a killer. But now with the insulin and that, it's...